Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
As the nation goes with regards to its heart towards the Lord, so goes our relationship to Israel, because Israel is important to the Lord. And so if we don't, as a nation, consider our relationship with the Lord important, we will not consider our relationship with Israel important. I mean, they're directly linked. And when you look back through time, you see people like Teddy Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson, who made statements about the Jews and about radical Islam all the way back 100-plus years ago now. This is nothing new, what is going on here, but what is new since that time is that the fulfillment of God's prophecy that he would draw his people back to the land of promise from all the nations of the world has taken place and continues to take place on a daily basis as Jews come back to Israel from the four corners of the earth. And I don't see how anyone who is truly open to what is truth can look at that and not be amazed at that miracle. And Jesus said, look to the fig tree, and that's Israel. And when you see it budding, look up, because your redemption draws nigh. It's budding like crazy right now, and we need to be looking up, and we need to be prepared, and we need to be praying that God's will would be done in this time, because we're entering, I believe, into a critical time in the world and in world history.
This is such a sobering time, as you know, and it's, I mean, Christians who are prayers, everybody that I know that takes their prayer life very seriously with regards to world events is just sober in spirit right now. And this isn't something that the next election will fix. I mean, the end time clock is ticking, and we don't know when that is, but we can watch the birth pains. And with the sense that America politically is distancing himself so much from Israel, but we as Christians can still draw near. We can still pray. We don't have to align with the nation's posture. Do you know what I'm saying? So speak to that, just of how we can honor God, even if maybe our leaders are maybe taking more of a neutral stance.
Well, the great abolitionist and former slave, Frederick Douglass, was banging the drum throughout the Civil War saying, this is about slavery. When even Abraham Lincoln was saying it was about preserving the Union, Frederick Douglass kept banging the drum. This is about slavery. This is about slavery. This is about slavery. And eventually everybody realized, oh, this is about slavery. Towards the end of his life, somebody came to him and said, you know, I want to get involved in the struggle for racial equality and freedom in America. What would be your advice? And Frederick Douglass's advice was simply this: agitate, my son. That is my answer to your question. What do we as Christians need to do today? Agitate. Engage. Do not put your head in the sand. The book of Daniel, chapter 11, 32 says, those who know their God shall be strong and shall do mighty exploits. This is a time for us to say, I'm all in.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.